You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international, and like the dude just said, covering all of it, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number two already. Inexplicably, we are at hour number two. Did you speed the clock? You know, you and I were saying a while ago, it felt like the clock was running slow, and now all of a sudden we're in hour number two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is true. We were both like, man, it's going a little slow.
Are you messing with me?
You know, I like to turn back and push forward the time. Since
I don't know what's happening right now. We got a new texter who did not give us their name. What? Okay. I says, I wish that one day y'all would educate us on ESG scores.
I just wrote back. You can. We have covered that multiple times. You can go back to listen to our podcast. Yeah, there's tons of them.
I'm thinking this person's not been listening to the show for a while. But anyway, yeah. Said they've listened to various conservative shows or ministries and sounds very bad for our country. But it's Mike in Tuscaloosa. And yeah, Mike, we cover that quite often. In fact, we just covered last week the fact that our state legislature passed an anti-ESG legislation. And you are right. ESG is basically social scoring. And it's not good for anybody, and it's putting the onus on corporations to do things they were never designed to do, and it's just causing all. Anyway, all said and done, Mike, glad you're in the text line, and yeah, we have talked about it multiple times, and I'm sure we'll talk about it more. Jerry from Decatur, for a man who can get absolution from a priest, he can lie all he wants to, says Jerry from Decatur, talking about Biden. Jeff from Indiana, Bidenomics is great if your last name is Biden and you're getting funneled money from foreign sources because you're not hurting for certain. All right, you guys want to text in or call in, you are welcome to it. I am switching gears right now. I'm going to do a little bit of home fries, and don't forget, coming up at the bottom of the hour, we usually do Boomer and McQueen at 3:30, but no. We're going to be doing what we call Boomer and Lee from Huntsville today as McQueen has a proxy. But it's home fries time. Hit it. There you go. Things happening right around the house. Things happening right here in your backyard. Stuff that's happening around the home. We're going to cook up a batch of home fries. So this first one, I got to be honest with you. This story, I know what they're intending. The story was designed to show how government can get in the way. But there's two stories here in one. And it's by AL.com. And the sub-story for this is, from the reading of the article, is just some good parenting. That's what I'm saying. So a story that came out, what day is this? It came out 2 days ago on AL.com. The headline, how a child's lemonade stand led to a complaint from the Alabama Department of Labor. Now, I don't know about you, but I had a lemonade stand. Boomer, did you ever sell lemonade on the corner or anything?
Oh, absolutely.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you make some money at it?
I'm pretty sure I did. I had it in my piggy bank. It's probably still in there.
Yeah, so we definitely, next to my grandparents' house on Teal Drive in Huntsville, we had a lemonade stand more than once. But so here's the thing. The story reads this way, that in Hueytown, down yonder in Jefferson County area, in Hueytown, a young 8-year-old's business got the attention of the Alabama Department of Labor after his mom offered an apprenticeship. So here's the bottom line. Cameron Johnson is 8 years old. His mom, Crystal, decided that she wanted to teach him about the value of money and hard work. He wanted to go to Disney World, and she told him, basically, money doesn't grow on trees. Let me teach you, in her words, says, let me teach you how to earn a buck since you think that money grows on trees. So they put up a lemonade stand at a yard sale, and they put it on social media and advertised. Well, it took off. And so there's Cameron. Little Cameron's making some money. He's got a good lemonade stand. And so he went and did it at other events. They took their mobile lemonade stand, and they sold lemonade. Anyway, it's gone so well, apparently, they're about to have Cam's Lemonade in stores all across Jefferson and Walker County in 10 flavors over the next few months. So first of all, capitalism works.
That's awesome.
That is awesome. And by the way, my lemonade stand never did anything like that.
No, never.
But she says, And Cam said, "Look, the kid," he says, "the lemonade stand was a way to have fun with his mom, and he says it taught him how to save money." Okay. So this is parenting right here. Then Cam's Lemonade advertised they would do a one-day apprenticeship program for other kids to learn how this kind of thing works. And somebody reported them to the Alabama Department of Labor. Yes. That's
what?
Is your camera on? Because people need to see your face right now while they're doing this. But so, yeah, they reported them to the Alabama Department of Labor for daring to have a lemonade stand with an apprentice.
How dare they?
It's the downfall of Western society.
Teach the kids how to do this. That's great. Gosh.
According to Crystal, the mom says the idea was for a child anywhere between the ages of 6 and 10 to sign up to be a smiler and a greeter and to learn the ropes. She said she wanted interested kids to learn what it means to have a business and to see what they want to be when they grow up. She said, "I came up with the idea just to help a couple of kids do the same thing I did with my son. I thought it'd be a good idea." They put it on Facebook. It resulted in an unidentified person reporting them to the Department of Labor. So here's what mom said. I'm taking longer on this story because this is just good. Mom went out there and said on Facebook, "I was reported to the Department of Labor for hiring minors," in quotations. "Some miserable soul thought it'd be a good idea to have it shut down. So with that being said, the child event that I was trying to have put together is being canceled." She said, "It's disgusting, hateful, and downright sad for a person to find negative in what I was trying to accomplish. That person is no doubt reading this. You cannot stop what was destined to be. All you did was make me figure out another way." So anyway, a spokesperson, so AL.com called the Department of Labor and basically said, "What gives?" Spokesperson for the Department of Labor said, "It does not try to stop lemonade stands, but they said that she cannot have kids working in her for-profit business that are underage." So that's what they're saying. Now, okay, how about it was an educational opportunity?
Right.
How about it was for fun? How about it was, you know,
it was allowing another parent also to just say, "Yeah, you go learn that. That's awesome. Then maybe we can do it too."
I'll tell you how she can do this. I'll tell you how she can skin that cat. The parents of the other child pay her $5 and we call it tuition, and they have paid for the opportunity to learn something.
Ha!
At that point, I think she's okay. Just lawyer Phil speculating right there. It says this at the end, the spokesperson for the Department of Labor: "This is an LLC with professional transportation and distribution." God. "Kids at that age can volunteer for their church or other nonprofits, but a six-year-old cannot work for a for-profit business. She is free to employ her child, but no other children under the age of 14. The business has faced no penalties and was not threatened with any penalties." So they're trying to say, "We're not trying to assess penalties. We just told her to stop." I still look at it and think, what a crock of crap.
Oh.
I mean.
So what if the parent wanted to do it with them? So they hire the parent to come, and then it's bring your kid to work day.
Bam.
There it is.
Okay. I like it. I see two stories there. One is big government, certainly. That's a big government. Right here in Alabama. What a shame. But the other is, I like that mom's parenting. And apparently, they got it going on because they're going to be in stores all over Jefferson and Walker counties.
I like it.
That's sweet.
I need to get me some of that lemonade.
All right. Hey, I got another story here. Switching gears. We're still doing some home fries, all right? We got. Are you cooking them up again?
I was.
Oh, well, thank you. just get them frying. A little home fries. So the story came out of AL.com also. And the headline caught my attention. Tuscaloosa enacts a moratorium on new bars due to a police shortage. Huh. Yes, you heard me right. Boomer squinching his face. Like, make this make sense for me. It says a shortage of Tuscaloosa police officers prompted the city council, this story was dated yesterday, this past Tuesday, to impose a moratorium on new bars and gastropubs. Apparently a gastropub is a bar that serves food. Or a food place that has a bar, one or the other. The official resolution approved on a 5-2 vote suspends the approval of conditional use applications for bar taverns and gastropubs. The moratorium could be expanded. Councilor Lee Busby said before the vote, quote, "It gives us a chance to take an operational pause, reassess what we're capable of policing and providing safety." I got a question. Where do they think the revenue comes from to hire more police officers? Just saying. Where exactly Do they get revenue? They get it from businesses, especially those that do sales, because local sales tax helps feed the budget for City Hall, right? Well, so here's the story on the back page of this article. Tuscaloosa Police Department is short right now. They are saying that they have a proposed 289 officers. They only have 256. So they're only short, what, 33 officers, 34, 33. Says Tuscaloosa Police Department is also competing with the University of Alabama's separate police department. So UAPD, UAPD pays a starting salary of $65,000, whereas TPD, Tuscaloosa PD, pays a starting salary of $51,000. So you work on campus, you're automatically making $14,000 more on day one. Tuscaloosa offers a sign-on bonus of $5,000, but the UAPD offers a sign-on bonus of $7,500. And then Tuscaloosa PD does allow for a take-home car program. So what's happening is Tuscaloosa can't get officers because they can't pay them enough, and they're competing with the campus police force, which is paying a whole lot more, and people want to work at the campus police force so they can work the games and do all those kind of things too. And then on top of that, though, they're saying they're not going to approve any more licenses for new bars and restaurants. But that's where you get revenue to
exactly.
hire
that is,
more
that
police
doesn't
officers.
Make sense.
No, that's called cutting off your nose to spite your face. That's called making an excuse, in my opinion. Anyway, I just found that story fascinating as we cook up some home fries. Right now we're going to a break, so let's do that real quick. We'll take the break. We'll come right back. I got some more. We had Tommy Tuberville on the show the other day. Did you see his tweet fest back and forth with President Biden? That was a fun one. We'll talk about that. And then what about that Whitewater Park down in Montgomery that got like $5 million in taxpayer money? Oh, they're being sued. I'll tell you why. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Saving the world one soundbite at a time. All right. Hey, listen, coming up here at the bottom of the hour, we're going to go to, you know, we usually call it Boomer and McQueen, but the lovely McQueen is out of town. And you know, she's a former college athlete. So the bottom line is she is helping coach young athletes for the next couple of weeks. On these what do you call them, like seminars or day camps or whatever?
Yeah, they're just like a few day camp.
Yeah,
for...
but it falls right in the middle of the Boomer McQueen time.
It does. She can't even get out to call.
So, daggum. Anyway, but yeah, she's good at that, and so you know we're gonna have to move on. So what we're gonna do today is we're gonna have another guest host. Boomer and Lee from Huntsville.
I like it.
It's going to be good.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, Lee's always good when she calls in. Several texts here on the line. Mike T. from Tuscaloosa. He's our new texter. He just says, appreciate it. Yes, sir. We're going to get on that. JT from Lacey Springs. Lemonade. Department of Labor. Jackassery. I think that is absolutely. There you go. Thank you, JT, for reminding us. Mike from Athens says, can't the kids work for free? That's what I would have thought, but apparently that's slave labor. I don't know. Just for the experience, he asks. Then he says, by the way, and campus PD gets a free school tuition. Well, there's a thing. I didn't realize that, but you know what? I've got a friend of mine that works at another campus PD, and I believe that's correct. I think it's very common for that to be a tuition waiver. Yeah, all right, good point. Skip from Tony says, great show as always, Phil. My two cents, safety is more often than most will admit, the battle cry among despots and socialists alike. Man, that's like, there's another like T-shirt right there. Thank you, Skip. Appreciate you. Hey, did you see? By the way, we're doing a batch of home fries here. And did you see the Twitter feud, Boomer? You don't do Twitter a whole lot, do you?
No.
You have a Twitter account with like three followers.
I do. I have another one that I just never get on that. I barely get on the other social media stuff, and I. I probably should do better with all these other things.
You could have posted your bowl of Frosted Flakes last night if you had.
See, I could have done that.
But, okay, so I don't know if you saw this then. There was a Twitter. So the other day, Tommy Tuberville was in the state, right? He was on the phone. He called us on the show here for a while. Senator Tuberville was making the rounds, and he was quoted as having said, what a great thing that we're going to be able to see money coming to the state of Alabama to help put broadband out into all the rural areas of our state.
Mm-hmm.
And then apparently thinking it was a swipe at him because he had voted against the actual infrastructure bill that had broadband in it. He voted against it because of all the pork that was in it. He did not like broadband.
Right.
There were 50 other things in there that were objectionable.
Trying to squeeze it in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They do that. They put these omnibus bills together to try to get people to, well, you know, look, you can't vote against it because there's that one thing. Yeah, but there's 20 others. Anyway, so Tuberville put a tweet out that said, you know, basically, yay for Alabama, money for broadband. The president's personal Twitter account, probably run by somebody else, but thinking they had it going on, tweeted back and said, we'll be glad to see you at the groundbreaking, which was a swipe. We'll be glad to see you at the groundbreaking. To which Tuberville did not even hesitate and tweeted back, you mean the groundbreaking for Space Command?
That's awesome.
That was like an epic slow burn. I mean, whoever's on the other side, you get to see they're just steaming. They're like, says the president. This is a story on Yellowhammer. The president's Twitter account has not yet responded to Tuberville's question. Given the nature of the controversy, the administration wants to keep quiet. He is not likely to. So, good for you, Coach. Speaking of which, though, story on Yellowhammer also. The state will actually receive $1.4 billion. That's a lot of money. $1.4 billion to boost ongoing efforts to expand broadband access to unserved areas, Governor Kay Ivey announced. So I'm not for pork. I'm really not. And I have to question, to some degree, why it's taking so long to get broadband rolled out. But I do recognize how critical it is. And I say that because look what happened during COVID. They shut down schools. They sent kids home. They said, log in. We'll give you your homework online. So many kids did not have access. We had rural school districts that were doing things like parking a school bus with a Wi-Fi hotspot in it in a Walmart parking lot so kids could sit in mom's minivan and do their homework. It was a knucklehead idea to shut down schools the way they did. But what they basically did was they showed the world how important it is that we have internet access. If they're going to make that the wave of the future, we got to have access to it. So anyway, story right now. Yellowhammer, $1.4 billion coming to the state of Alabama. The governor's comment, my priority is for Alabama to gain full ability to be connected to high-speed internet. We have taken several significant strides towards this goal. Today's announcement is a tremendous boost. So, I ain't for the pork spending, but here it comes, and I do believe we need to have that broadband capability sooner than later. Last couple things I got. Let me skip this one. We've talked about that one a bit, so let me grab this before we run out of time. Remember that Whitewater Park? Down in Montgomery, the one that wanted $20 million in taxpayer funds to help it, even though it's a private sector enterprise. Yeah, they're being sued by one of their contractors. Why are they being sued, Phil? Well, they're being sued because they basically are being alleged to have racist tendencies in the hiring of their subs. Go figure. All I know is that's enough home fries for now. We're going to come right back with Boomer and Lee from Huntsville. You guys stay tuned. We'll be right back.